Well, welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, and this is still Kent Steinbeck, and he's right here at my side. We're coming to you from Herb's House Coffee Shop in Dallas, Texas. We got a great study today. We are in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 7, and I'm going to read it for us. The title of this devotion is Exemplary Faith. So let me read this verse. Paul writes, it really starts in the middle of a sentence, but there's enough meat on the bone here, Kent. We've got a lot to talk about. Paul writes, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. Kent, what we see here in these just few words is that every Christian has an influence upon others around them. And that influence is either for good or less than good. And at times it's not so good. And we need to be aware that as we live our Christian lives, that there are people watching us, there are people hearing from us, there are others who are passing on to others what they see in us, that there is a broad influence through our lives that is going out. It begins at home with our wife and children, with our in-laws. It goes to our friends, but it just keeps going. To those that we work with, those that we rub shoulders with. And Paul is saying to the church in Thessalonica that he recognizes this, and he's wanting to encourage them and to build them up. And Kent, what a positive thing Paul says to this church. He says, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and into Achaia. The word example here is a Greek word that comes into the English language as type. I mean, you became a type. You became a picture. You became reproduction for others to see and hear of Jesus Christ and of Christ at work in Paul's life. And we need to be aware that we are an example for others, leading them either in the right direction or, unfortunately, at times causing others to stumble. So Christianity is not a Lone Ranger Christianity. Everything that I do and say and how I live in one way or another has an effect upon others. And I need to take that to heart. And the Thessalonian church was such a positive example that Paul says, you set an example. You set the pace. You set the agenda for all the believers in Macedonia. Well, Macedonia is northern Greece, and that's where Thessalonica was. And so you influenced the city, all the believers in the city of Thessalonica, but you influenced all the believers in the surrounding area. And then he throws in Achaia, which is the southern province of Greece. It would include Athens and Corinth. Those are major cities. So that what was going on in Thessalonica, it didn't just stay in Thessalonica. It ended up having its effect in the whole region. And so that's how powerful their Christianity was. It was a contagious Christianity. And, you know, Kent, we're so careful about now after the COVID virus about, you know, maintaining a distance and not spreading a disease or something like that. Well, it was just the opposite with their Christianity there in Thessalonica. They were intentionally wanting to spread the example of what it is to walk with the Lord. And it was working. It was happening. And one reason was Thessalonica was a trade center, and there was a major highway that went through Thessalonica. And so businessmen would come into town and purchase goods and then take it on the road and sell it in other markets. And as they are traveling, they're just spreading what God's doing here in Thessalonica and what they're learning in Thessalonica, and then going out on the road, they're sharing that as well. So it's a ripple effect is what's taking place, Kent. And so that's how we need to be mindful of our own Christian lives. And whether that ripple effect is in our home, in our neighborhood, whether it's extended in many other places, nevertheless, it is being extended. So we need to walk in a very circumspect way, and we need to be careful what we say and how we live, because other people are watching and listening. That's just the fact.
What a great... I think this is encouraging because, you know, God has placed you, Steve, where you preach to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. But people like me or people watching, maybe it's a mother or a father, and they just... Maybe it's a mom, and she just has one or two children, and that she feels like all she does is she's with those children all day.
Yeah.
Or there's just maybe a father, and he goes to work, and he sees one or two people all day. But that's really God's way, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think you might just emphasize that God really moves one person at a time.
Yeah.
That's really the way His program works.
It is. And Kent, you mentioned a mother. The influence of a mother upon her children. The influence of a father upon his children is lifelong. Kent, you and I have both talked about our parents and the influence that's been passed down to us. I mean, there's a real sense in which, you know, they still sit on our shoulder.
Yeah, they do.
And they're still in our ear, and in a sense, because we remember the lessons that they taught us. And so we could never overstate the importance of being a Christian mom and being a Christian dad and passing on that influence to one or two or three or four children. And then those children grow up and go out into the world. And I think and they get married and they have children. Or maybe one of them becomes a Sunday school teacher. But there is a multiplying effect that all started with just a mom or a dad investing time, depositing the gospel in that child's life. And it goes on for several generations. And so we can never underestimate the powerful influence there. And you can open that up to a Sunday school teacher, the leader of a small group Bible study, a one-on-one discipler. There's just no end to this ripple effect. Mm-hmm. So
for example, someone out there is listening saying, well, I'm really not making a difference. But you are. You can make a difference at the grocery store, at the bagel shop, in the office.
Yeah.
In a meeting, Christians can do that, right?
Just even with their attitude.
Just people see there's something different.
Your demeanor, the way you respond to the authority that's over you, the way you do a turnkey job, the way you do your work as unto the Lord. Even if you don't tell them it's as unto the Lord, they see you're the most reliable person that we have in our office, and you are honest, you are faithful, you are respected, respectful. How can I hire more people like you? I mean, Christians ought to be the best workers wherever God has placed them. So there is this influence that's percolating wherever God places us.
And I think that's exciting to know.
Yeah.
That it's not that we... Most of us can't stand in front of thousands of people like you.
Well, I tell you, the rubber meets the road where a businessman is planted in an office and he's not in Sunday school surrounded by Christians. He's planted in an office, let's say, where there's many unbelievers around him. Wow, you are in such a strategic place. You're in a place I could never be in, and you're able to talk during breaks or at lunch with people that'll never come hear me preach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're at the end of the line here where the baton is being passed on to people in this world who need the Lord.
And even as we go out, I think about you can look at somebody's demeanor and maybe they're down or they're upset, wherever you are, and you can open up a conversation, ask to pray for them, and you can be a life changer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Ken, I think of people who have influenced me who are not preachers, who were a football coach.
Sure.
Who was a baseball coach, who was a teacher in school. I mean, that influence is huge.
It just multiplies.
It does, Kent. And so that's what Paul is commending the Thessalonians for, is you became an example to all the believers. Mm-hmm. And this is addressed to the whole church.
And that's exciting for all of us.
It is.
Feel like...
No, we're in the game.
We're in the game. We're all in the game.
We're all in the game. We've all got a jersey, a game jersey on. Mm-hmm. We're not on the bench. We're not up in the stands. We're out on the field. We all have a part to play as believers in fulfilling the Great Commission, really. Mm-hmm. So we just all have to play our position.
Sure.
Well, I love sports analogies, as you can tell. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. This has really spoken to my heart, and I trust that it has yours. Go be an example today to the other believers to encourage them as they live their Christian life. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.